Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. A man is dead following a shooting in Walker County, according to Sheriff Steve Wilson. Deputies responded to the 1100 block of Ridgewood Street in Rossville about 9 o'clock back on Friday evening. When deputies arrived, they found 59-year-old Jerry Hightower deceased in the front yard. Witnesses at the scene quickly identified the suspected shooter, who was reportedly sitting on his front porch across the street when deputies got there. Authorities have identified the suspect as 49-year-old James Richard Nolan. Investigators say the shooting stemmed from an argument between the two men over a bright work light shining toward Nolan's home. Hightower, who did not live on the street, was reportedly there performing maintenance work at the time. Nolan has been charged with murder and is currently being held at the Walker County Jail. The investigation is ongoing. Georgia lawmakers have passed legislation that would create a legal and safe way for mothers to surrender newborn babies. House Bill 350 was introduced by State Representative Mike Cameron, who represents Dade County and parts of Walker County. The measure has cleared both the Georgia House and Senate, going to Governor Brian Kemp's desk for his final approval. The bill would allow for the installation of baby boxes across the state, giving parents in crisis a secure and anonymous option to safely surrender a newborn. Under the proposal, baby boxes could be placed at locations like fire stations, police departments, and medical facilities. Once the baby is placed inside, an alarm system would alert first responders, allowing the child to be quickly retrieved and taken to a hospital. The legislation also allows ambulances to take custody of newborns and provides legal protections for those involved. Supporters say the goal is to provide compassionate options for mothers while ensuring newborns receive immediate care and a chance for a safe future. Despite some rain, officials are urging caution across northeast Alabama as wildfire activity continues to increase. The Alabama Forestry Commission says crews have responded to almost 400 wildfires over the last 30 days, burning to close to 13,000 acres statewide. Much of the Tennessee Valley remains under fire advisories due to ongoing dry conditions and drought concerns. Officials say until conditions improve, residents should avoid outdoor burning and stay aware of local burn ban restrictions to help prevent additional fires. Dade County officials are continuing community outreach efforts this month with a new series of station talk meetings focused on SPLOST. The meetings follow the county's recent coffee talk sessions held in February and March, which officials say were well received by residents. The April meetings are designed to bring the conversation directly into local communities, giving residents a chance to learn more about SPLOST, ask questions, and share feedback with county leaders. Two meetings are scheduled for this week, one tomorrow evening at the Davis Storm Shelter and another Thursday at the South Dade Fire Hall. Both are 6:30 p.m. meetings. Additional sessions are planned later this month at New Home, Westbrow, and New Salem Fire Halls. Meetings in Trenton and Wildwood will come later. The series will wrap up in May with online SPLOST Talk. That's a question and answer session, allowing residents to participate from home. The Braves split their weekend series with the Arizona Diamondbacks, now turning their attention to a new matchup. They open a three-game series against the Los Angeles Angels coming up later tonight. Airtime is 8:20 this evening and tomorrow evening with an afternoon game on Wednesday. You can catch them all here on Classic Hits KWIN and streaming on the KWIN app. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date anytime at DiscoverDade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.